This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, calling local house government to order. Thank you for the one internet listener, my husband. Please turn off your cell phones at this time. And we're going to start changing the way, but I was unaware that when you come into this committee hearing, if you represent, say you're representing Pennington County Commissioners, you have to have a blue badge if you're saying you're representing the whole entity. And if not, you need to stand, you need to say, I'm coming on behalf of myself. That was pointed out to me, and I've never enforced it, but I'm sure we'll have a few hiccups in the beginning, but we'll make sure that we try to bring this into the culture of this committee hearing. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Greenfield. Jameson.
Here.
Kettwig.
Here.
Marty.
Here.
Otten. Reed.
Here.
Schoenfisch.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
McCleary.
Here.
Turbeville. York.
Here.
Tolson.
Here.
Consett.
Here. We have a quorum with the majority of the members elect present. Assuming everybody has read the riveting minutes from our last meeting, the chair is asking for a motion.
Okay. Second.
It's been moved by Representative Greenfield, seconded by who? Oh, Reed. Oh, Representative Reed. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. We're going to go ahead and have the pages come up quickly and tell us where you're from and what you think you might want to do.
I'm Matt Rounds. I'm from Peer, and I'm going to SDSU for school next year.
Hi, I'm Mark Smith from Faith, and I plan on going to UND next year, but I don't know what for yet. Thank you.
Thank you for your service. We're most appreciative for you doing this. Testifiers, please sign in. We're going to take up Bill 1092, and this we're going to. If anybody has come to testify on House Bill 1092, then we're going to defer action until Tuesday. And this was my call as a chair. A bunch of information has come in, and I wanted to absorb it to make sure that I will absorb it for both sides. Now we're going to open the hearing for House Bill 1092, proponent testimony on House Bill 1092.
Madam Chair, Dan Allers, District 25, State Representative. I believe that both proponent and opponent were able to contact the people coming from out of town. So if you would like to wait and do both proponent and opponent on what was it, Tuesday?
Yes.
I think we're all right with that. So.
Well, thank you very much, Representative. So at this point, we will reintroduce the bill on Tuesday. We will defer it till Tuesday. Does anybody have anything to share? Religious views or? So at this time, the chair will take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Representative Turbeville, seconded by Representative Tolson. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.